Hey, hey, this is Rebbetzin Vefkan Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreat. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 7 out of 7. Woo! We did it. This is it. Oh my goodness, you guys. So proud. I'm so proud of me for showing up. I'm so proud of you for showing up. You are a superstar. It's been an amazing journey. It's only been 7 days, but it feels like an entire eternity because we've taken so much information and implemented into so much of our lives. And I would love to hear more about how this retreat has touched you in any way. I also see that we have Tamima here. And ooh, we love Tamima. But do you want to get on now and say a couple words? Tamima is my favorite. Well, she's my favorite because she's my first one.
Don't say the recording because your other members are going to be insulted.
No. I'll tell you why. Because you believed in me and you believed in the program and you were the first one to jump in. And there's something very powerful about the first person and that belief. And also, I think that commitment that you have shows in the results that you have. So I want everyone to hear about that because sometimes you're on the edge and you're afraid to jump. And so there's something really powerful about hearing other people's experiences. So go ahead.
So yeah, I joined the mastermind, definitely jumped in, afraid to jump in. It was expensive at the time. And I remember talking to Rebbetzin Vefkan about it. And I was like, I don't know, my husband's not going to be thrilled about it. Like, you know, should I really be investing in my business? It was also like, kind of like toward the tail end of COVID, right? So like, there was just a lot of things going on. And she was like, Rebbetzin Vefkan was like, let it be easy. So let it be easy. And then that very same day, a client paid me exactly like 3 months worth of the mastermind. So I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. So that was like, so I did just jump in. So
where was your life before your life, your business, your marriage, everything? Where was it before you jumped in?
So my life was good. Like I said, it was just post like tail end of COVID. So like kids were just going back to school after like a year of lockdowns. And I had like a 6-month-old baby, right? I'm like, it's been so long, right? I'm trying to remember. And my business was doing well. And I was getting a lot of clients, but I was constantly working. And like, we had no schedule or structure in our house because it was, you know, we were coming off those lockdowns. My husband had stopped going to Colo because of COVID. And it was just like kind of learning at home. So it was like very like, there was no structure. So I was constantly working. My husband was home all day and the kids were home all day. So it was like, okay, mom's working all day. Like that's what it was. So my marriage was good, but I definitely put my business first. And something I've come to realize over the last year and a half, I would say in the mastermind, is that I was using my business as an escape very much. Like anytime I felt like an inadequate mother or inadequate wife, I would be like, but I'm really good at my business. Everyone loves me. I'm really good at what I do. So I would, you know, like I really use it as an escape. So that's like, everything was okay, I guess I could say, like in marriage and life and business, it was good. It was fine. It was wonderful. It was working, but it wasn't like, I wasn't feeling like I was giving my all to all the areas of my life, except for my business. But that was like taking over too much.
Right. So where are you now? What has happened since?
So where am I now? I work a lot less, a heck of a lot less, making the same much or more than I was making a year and a half ago. I'm at the point where I'm able to like leave my desk before my kids come home and then come back at night for an hour or two. And that's like my afternoons are totally free, which is like amazing. I can't say I never feel the pull to go back to work, especially when I'm in the middle of like, you know, parenting thing and like the kids are like, you know, not as angelic as I would like. And I'm, you know, there is always that thing in the back of my head. I was like, I'm really good at my business. So let me go to a place where I'm good and not just adequate, but it's definitely less and less. Also, my husband felt supported by me enough that he went out and found a job. So we have a lot of structure in our house right now. And yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Can I just double tap on that? Because I think a lot of women, especially in the women that were speaking to me this week and last week in the implementation calls, one of the biggest things that are being screamed out is, how do I help my husband? I want so much to, you know, empower him because I've been empowered and I'm seeing the light and I'm doing all these great things and he's just falling behind. So how do I help him? And what did you find that worked? Because I know what I say to people all the time, but I want to hear it from you.
Nothing worked in terms of, like, there was no technique that I used. It was just like, I was able to step away from that identity as, like, I'm a co-wife and all that. And, like, being able to support him to go after what he wanted to do and embrace his future without holding him back because I was, like, worried about my identity shifting as not being a co-wife anymore or whatever it was. But I definitely, it was because it was nothing that I did to him. It was just like, he kept saying how he wanted to look for a job and actually that someone was offering him a job and should he do it, should he not? And I was just, like, basically there for him to kind of work it through himself until he decided. And it was funny actually, because this is something that you might remember the conversation we had, where I was much, I know, like a month ago, I think there was a certain discussion we had. And I said, how do you make it second nature to go to certain tools? Like, we were talking about the work. And you were saying how you went to the work to, like, when you were going through something, and I was like, how do you make that second nature? So my husband had a decision he had to make. And he was like, there was a lot of, like, feelings tied up with it. It was like 2 weeks ago. And sorry, my phone is ringing and I don't have it with me to shut it off. Sorry. So we'll just have to wait till it goes back.
We can't.
So he was, like, just ruminating over, like, what this particular decision, if he would go through with it, would say about himself, whatever. And so I was just like, is it true? Like, I just, like, instinctively, like, just asked him, is it true? And he was like, yeah, it's true. I was like, can you be sure it's true? And then, so basically I did the work with him, not even realizing it till after. I was like, oh my gosh, I just did the work. And it was, like, second nature. So definitely, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. So we have, your business has been completely optimized. You work so much less. I even know, because it's like, whoa, the amount of work you used to do versus what you're doing now is just amazing. And you did big things like that summit that you had with, what was it, like, or over 1,000 people or something?
1,400.
No big deal, right? And you're, you know, the things that you're freed yourself up to do is just amazing. Everything else is just feels so good to see the transition from, like, a big mess to, you know, that streamline, the ability to stay calm, not burn out, right? Like, all these things that sometimes we don't notice that we're going through. But also in your marriage, you went from a good marriage to an amazing marriage. And I think that, you know, when people see the marriage breakthrough retreat and they say, oh, but I don't have a problem, my marriage is fine, you know, I like, that's not for me. Like, if you think that you can check off the box and says, oh, my marriage is okay, I don't have to invest in it, then you're really not that okay as much as you think, because marriage is something that you keep feeding and you keep investing in. And when you do, you suddenly are blown away by how much better it could be, right? Yeah. And I think your marriage has been just, like, thriving and thriving and thriving. And it's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, it's not like the timing of the mastermind is not, like, the most convenient time for, you know, a house with young kids. It's 8 o'clock at night. So there's always, like, this, in the beginning, like, there was a lot of resentment, like, you're going on Zoom again and whatever, the kids have to go to bed, whatever. But there's, like, there's communication. So, like, it's like, he almost, like, pushes me to go. He's like, I'm going to make sure to be home so that you can go on to Zoom with Robert Zimbachan. Like, he's also, like, mentioned, like, within like 6 months of the program, like you're so much more patient with the kids. Like he saw things that I didn't even see in myself, like changes.
You're saying within the first 6 months of the program.
Yeah.
And something I love is that you schedule one-on-ones for things that are business related, for things that are marriage related, and for things that are kid related. You're basically like, anytime you need something, you're like, oh, I have who to turn to.
Yeah. Well, I also get more one-on-ones than most people, I think, because I came in early. Always get in on the beta, everybody. That's the rule.
Yes. It's such a great piece of advice. But yeah, it's, and you know what? Even though when you came in, you got once a month one-on-one. Now what they get is six altogether. So it's every other month. People who need more get more, which is fine because this is a VIP program. So I'm not going to be like, oh, you already used up your thing. But I'm finding that people need them not that much. Like six is the most people have used, because you get so much out of the weekly sessions that you end up not scheduling them as often. And even you're supposed to get once a month. And what do? Like once every 3 months?
Probably. But when I'm really stuck, yeah, because the weekly sessions are so drilled in that like I always get something out of it. Even on the weeks when I'm less connected, as you know, I have like my fluctuations where I'm more connected to myself and less, which I think is normal, seasons of life, you know? So even when like I'm not as like vocal in the session, I get so much out of it. Like I also started journaling because of my membership in the mastermind. I never journaled before. So I have my journal that I keep on my desk. Like anytime I'm feeling like disconnected or anything, I just grab it. And just, even if I write like for 1 minute, it just helps me get going again. So yeah, the meditations are awesome.
I love the meditation.
Yeah.
What made you want to continue after the year? Because it's a year long program, and you're already in your third year. You say a year and a half, but you should know that you've already finished two whole years.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, it can't be. It can't be because my baby was like 6 months. She's not even two and a half yet. I don't know. Time flies, right? But what made me continue was that I was seeing results, and I liked having that weekly check-in. The fact that there was no meeting last week because you had the retreat, and I was like, what am I going to do without my like weekly dose of Rebbetzin Bachan? But like, it's just the weekly check-in to talk about things in my business that are wearing me down, or things in my house that are wearing me down. Can you not hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Like just the chance to get it out and then get wisdom, which it's, what's nice about it being a group program also is that it's not only Rebbetzin Bachan who gives her wisdom. It's like you, when you have other people to bounce things off, there's no word to describe it really, but it's not something I ever plan on missing. You know, whatever, obviously sometimes we have to miss them, but for whatever reason, but like it's hard for me when we miss a week.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions for Tamima? She's here for you guys. One of the biggest questions that comes up that I want you to address is, I am so busy. My life is so full. I don't have another room for another thing on my plate, right? Like, what do I do? I want to join the program, but it's going to be too much work. There's going to be homework. There's going to be, you know, a session. Like, it just feels overwhelming. What do you feel about that?
I definitely had that when I was working so much. I don't even know what I was working on, to be honest. Cause like, it wasn't like I had more clients than I have now. I had fewer clients then. So like, I'm not really sure what I was working so much on then, but I was constantly working. And like, so I don't even think I thought about like, how am I going to fit this in? I think I just knew I needed it so much, but it's all a matter of priorities. Like, you know, if you are going to be joining a mastermind that takes up, let's say 3 hours a week, which I don't know, 3 hours might be a generous estimation, but let's say 3 hours a week. So then you'll do an hour less of social media and you'll.
But our mastermind takes 1 hour a week. It's right. A meeting.
So sometimes there's homework. Sometimes there's homework that like you have to journal on something or whatever. So that's why I was saying generous 3 hours a week. Really, it's 1 hour a week. It's 1 hour a week. And, you know, you could, if you make the journaling a practice, then it's a little bit more, but that's just for your own mental health. It's really good to have. So like, it's not such a huge time commitment. And you just prioritize, like, just so then, like I said, stop, don't do as much social media for your business, or don't wash your dishes as much. I don't know. Like, you'll find a way to fit it in if it's important to you. The same way, you know, you get your Shabbos prepared and done in time, like, because you have no choice. So you fit it in. You just find a way.
Right. So I always say, you know, don't think of it as this is my plate and I need to add one more thing. Think of it as I'm getting a bigger plate and I'm going to have enough room for everything. And you've illustrated that by saying I work less, right? I have more time for my kids. I have more time for my life. What happened really was that we optimized a lot of the business parts, and we, like you said, I don't even know what I was doing. There was a lot of, you know, in your mind, busy work of like, I need to be busy. I need to be working. So the mindset was completely working against you. Mm-hmm. And we straightened that out. So you don't realize how much time you're gaining, how much money you're going to be gaining, how much space, how much pause, just by committing to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And even if time is not your issue, even if like too much time in your hand is an issue, but like it's the fact that you're showing up weekly and talking through your issues and working on them is so valuable and life-changing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Do you have a piece of advice or anything practical to tell the listeners?
In regard to what?
To the mastermind, to choosing, you know, committing to yourself, how do I deal with the price or something? You know, there's a lot of objections coming up.
So the price is only going to go up. Like I said, always get in early to a program. That's like specifically the price. Like, you have to know yourself and if it's right for you. Some people might feel very uncomfortable talking about marriage topics in a group. Like, I know that's always a concern for people. So, you know, you have to know if it's right for you, but really I'm just going to mirror your advice. Let it be easy. Like, don't agonize, basically. Just let it be easy. Let the decision be easy for or against.
Right. I want to add that because we don't actually talk about your, you know, everybody's specific issues in marriage as much as we do like a meditation, and sometimes it leads into sharing things, but nobody's forcing anyone to share.
Oh, for sure not, but some people might not feel comfortable mentioning anything, and then I don't know if they'll get as much out of it if they don't bring things up. You know, if someone doesn't want to talk about their own weaknesses and they're not going to bring it up in the group conversation, then they're shortchanging themselves, basically, because the whole point is to get it out.
Right. First of all, it is a safe space. So, you know, eventually people tend to feel more comfortable. And secondly, you don't have to share about your marriage or about the other person. We usually focus on where is it that you can take control and where do you take responsibility. Another thing is that's why you get the one-on-ones, because I want there to be an opportunity for you to feel like you can turn to me privately and talk about the things that are private without having to share with the group. So I'm always making sure that everyone's, you know, safety and confidentiality are in place. And in the sessions themselves, can you give a little bit of the structure and why it works so well?
So it often feels like cozy and safe, like a, you know, chat among friends who, you know, what you say is not never going to go anywhere. So like, I get a lot people who like know me like more, what's the way to say it? Like, people who just don't know me so well, they think of me like this perfect person. I don't know. Like, apparently that's like the kind of like vibe I give off for some reason. So when I mention things that, you know, weaknesses, that whether it's that I'm messing things up in my business or in my relationships, whatever it is, weaknesses that in me, I know it's not going to go anywhere else. I know it's not going to be like, you know, other people in the call aren't going to be like, you know, Tumi was not so perfect as she looks. So there's that, like, it just feels very much like a cozy, safe chat with like best friends who will accept everything I say and validate everything I say. So we do a lot of, it feels like schmoozing, but it's really cathartic. Like, where we're getting out and processing different things that we're experiencing. There's always a meditation, which they're incredible. Like, I literally get like physical reactions to them a lot. Like, I'll feel like out of body, or I'll feel like tingling. Like, it's really, it's they're very powerful meditations. So there's always, a meditation and then time to discuss afterward, like what we came up with. Sometimes there's a homework assignment building on the meditation. So yeah, that's, did I miss anything?
No, I think that's good. Oh, about the four pillars. Do you like that we focus on God, then marriage, then business, then you in a cycle so that we're always coming at it from a different angle?
Yeah. So we do end up touching on all the different angles in every session because they're so intertwined. That's the whole thing. Like you can't really, when you're a woman in business, it's so much a part of your life that you can't really separate it from the parenting or the relationship or your relationship with Hashem. Like it's just not possible really. So we end up discussing all of it, but I do like that we come at it from like, okay, this is a session focused on marriage. So it also gives me a place to bring up marriage related things that I wouldn't necessarily bring up in a business session. So like it's very holistic and it really gives like this feeling of like a wholeness to what we're doing.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. This is so fun. I welcome everyone to ask Tamima if you would like in the chat, or if you have any questions, you can unmute yourself and ask. And then we also have a really cool meditation today because day seven, we can't go anywhere without one of those. I'm super excited. Thank you, Tamima. Okay, let's.
And everyone is welcome to reach out to me by email. I'll just put it in the chat.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, let's see. I love Tamima. Yes, Tamima's email, tamima@uncommonstrategy.net. Tamima, do you want to take a minute to just like the 1 minute thing to introduce yourself and tell them what you actually do? Because, you know, why not? Everybody's
listening. Why not, right? I get to plug my business in the equation. So what do? I help you choose the right tech for your business and I set it up. So I mainly focus on email marketing and course platforms, but I also help with the, you know, the systems and all the automation and tech surrounding your business.
Yes. And I happen to use Tamima for my business. So just putting it out there, she's really great. So yeah, awesome. Okay. Now we got that. Now we can continue with our day seven. Usually we have, you know, testimonials on different days towards the end, but Tamima is so kind and she came today. So I'm super grateful. Also, it's hard to get people that will give you a testimonial in a marriage space. So let me just piggyback off of that and address some of the other things, you know, but my marriage is great. Wonderful. You should still join. But my marriage is awful. Great. You should still join because it doesn't really matter where you are on the marriage spectrum. The fact that you are in business and you are married means that those two things are fighting for your attention. And a lot of times, as women in business, we feel more pulled towards the thing that feels the most fulfilling. And it happens to be that our business feels fulfilling if we are, you know, succeeding in it, if we're doing well. Sometimes your marriage feels like it's pulling you stronger because you feel like you have to be there for him, or, you know, it's not okay for you to focus on your own business, or something is going to break if I focus on something outside of my marriage. Okay. So all of those things, these are things that we address in the program, and it's super important that you allow yourself to go through those mindset shifts, those aha moments, that process, because in the first 3 months, we are focusing on becoming the most authentic you, the most aligned you, finding where you can have ands, right? This and that, as opposed to this or that, right? If you're in the middle of a situation where it's, do I choose my marriage or do I choose my business? And what do I do? And what if? And da da da. If you are ever in a situation that you have to choose between this or that, you're in a win-lose situation, and that isn't serving you. It's not serving anyone else, right? Your husband's going to lose out if you choose marriage because you're going to be resentful and you're going to take it out on him. So it's not going to be serving him, even though you chose him, right? And your business is going to be suffering if you choose your business over your marriage in this or that situation, because your business isn't going to be optimized. You're going to be thinking about how guilty you feel, how things aren't right, how you don't feel in alignment. So you're not going to be putting your whole self into your business. You're also not going to be feeling very aligned or very in integrity with being in that business because you feel guilty. So everybody loses. And then we as a community lose because we don't get the best of you, which is what you're here to do, right? Become that best version of yourself. So get into a win-win mindset where you can have this and that. You can have your marriage, you can have your business, you could be a good mother, you could be a good wife, you could be a good servant of God. You can be the best of all the things that you are. Remember yesterday we spoke about designing the atmosphere of your home, really giving attention to all the parts of me so that I can make sure that everything's addressed. So I know that I'm taking care of things. And maybe if I'm focused here, that does not mean I am neglecting there, right? There is that win-win again. It's really important. Let's review the last 7 days and then we'll go into a meditation because the meditation is really, really powerful and I want you to get the most out of it. Day one is connect to yourself. When you are being reactive, automatically you cannot be proactive, right? Because they are opposites. When you don't know what you want and you're reacting to other people's wants, right? A lot of times we want what other people want for us as children. We grow up, you know, thinking that, oh, my parents really wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, or this or that, right? So I should do that because they know better, because they, you know, they understand. There's a certain time when suddenly it switches and you don't no longer have to do things for other people and you get to do the things that really fill you up, right? And so what do I want is the most important question. By the way, I was remembering back to when I had to go through this transformation on myself. And one of the things that had to happen was I had to let go of my husband's wants as mine. When people ask me, what do you want? I would say, I want to open up a yeshiva for my husband. I want to publish his books. I want to make sure that he's successful, because that was my identity as the rabbi's wife, as the Rebbetzin, is support my husband, be there for him. Why did God make me a designer? So that I can design his books. Why did God give me the ability to know how to market? So I can market my husband, right? There was a really intertwined type of want that wasn't healthy, not for me, not for him, because we were both holding it, right? I was expecting him to take more responsibility when really I was holding on for dear life so that I can control and, you know, support and be a good wife. The second I disconnected that and said, wait, I don't have to want his wants. I can want my own wants, right? I want to make a difference. I want to make an impact. I want to help people. I want to bring God's presence home to yourself, home into your home, in your marriages, and home into its home. I believe that what we're doing in this world as women, raising the level of consciousness in the world as a community, as a collective, is bringing God's presence home. And I feel really aligned when I do the work I'm doing and when the people around me are thriving and we're optimizing and we're aligning and we're tweaking so that we don't have to work hard, but we work smart and we bring God into it. It's an amazing thing that happens. Okay. So connect to yourself was day one. And we talked about getting in touch with yourself. Someone sent me an email and said, I have stopped on day one. I can't continue listening to the retreat because I realized I don't know what I want. So first of all, that's a mistake. Even if you don't know what you want, always keep listening. Always keep going, because trust the process, it will fill in. sometimes you don't know what you want by day one, but by day four, you understand retroactively that really you want this, right? Really, you want a happy marriage. Really, you want to be able to thrive. Really, you want to find the thing that makes you you. Whatever it is that you want is going to fill in the blanks. The more you surround yourself with the right people, the more you surround yourself with the right information, and the more that you let yourself implement the tools that you're learning. So I just, a word to all of you guys, I'm proud of you for being here. This is day seven. Not everybody survives this long. And the fact that you're here shows that you are really, really committed to yourself and you're committed to the process. So good for you. The second day was ask for abundance. And day two was really connecting to God, making him king, realizing that everything is from him. He is the source of all the abundance. So instead of working hard, like Tamima mentioned, let it be easy. Instead of working hard and controlling it and worrying about the how and figuring out the strategies and really being all involved in all the details and whatever, just bring God into it. God is the only shortcut. God is the only shortcut to hard work. If you're into hard work and all you want is to work hard, then go ahead and do it. Think that you're in charge. Think you're in control. Take credit for being the one who, you know, I'm the one who's the breadwinner and I'm the reason why you have food on the table. That is not in alignment. It happens to all of us that we feel this way or we think this way. And then we remember that it's all from God and we pull ourselves back to that other side of the fine line, right? Where God is the provider. Thank God I'm able to do the thing that I love to do. And thank God I'm able to serve the world in this impactful way. And thank God I've become more and more of myself so that I can be in that alignment. And God is the one providing. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to, you know, be grabby about it. It's all God. Now, I want you to realize that in the calm method, you can always use ask as turn to and communicate. So in a situation where you're like, oh, you know, I really want a new couch. You talk to God and say, God, please help me. I don't know, maybe so, whatever, right? Like, is this right for me? Help me find the right couch. Help me find the right price. Help it be, you know, on sale, whatever. I don't know, whatever you want, right? But then you can also use ask as communicate to your husband that you really want a new couch. You're excited about it, right? And so suddenly now we get to dream together. And it doesn't mean you have to give me a new couch because I'm communicating to you. No, it's let me just tell you what I'm praying for. Let me communicate a little bit, right? So you're allowed to involve other people in your wants and sort of share it with them so that it becomes more of a playful thing. By the way, yesterday and today, I went through like my own thing where I'm like, oh my gosh, I realized what I want and it's so scary. And then I had to actually say it. And there's one of the podcast episodes I did called Dare to Declare. This woman has a business. Her whole business is about making vision boards. And she called it Dare to Declare because after they do the vision boards, you have to stand there and tell people what things are on the vision board. And it's the scariest part of the whole process because you actually have to say what you want, right? And it's super scary. So sometimes being willing to share a want is very vulnerable and it creates connection. Okay, so connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer. We spoke on day three about your husband, about how to deal with different situations that come up. How do I get the things that I want communicated? And how do I read back the reality? How do I pick up on those breadcrumbs that God is sending me? How do I understand what it means when I see things in mirrors? And what does that mean about me? How many lessons can we pick up from every situation if we just take the time to unpack it? And by the way, I had a coach, Debbie Sasson. She was my first money mindset coach, and she was great. And one of the things she said is use every situation to unpack all the lessons that you can get out of it. Every single thing that, oh my gosh, I learned this and I learned that and I learned about myself and I learned about the world and I learned about other people and I learned about my clients. Whatever it is that you can learn, write it all down. That is worth so much money. Because if you can do that, first of all, your brain will thank you because you've just unpacked something that was capsuled into, you know, a capsule of a situation. So when you unpack it, you also process it and it doesn't stay raw. But also, you're getting your money's worth from something that maybe you saw as a failure. Maybe you saw as something that didn't go well. And now suddenly you've learned so much from it that you've changed it completely. Okay. So learn to listen. Learn to listen to reality. Learn to listen to God. Learn to listen to what God wants you from you and for you to do through what's happening in this world, in the practical, right? Because we don't want to just be up here. We want to be down here. And then master a higher level of consciousness was all about bringing it back to yourself. You go through a situation, you didn't know what to do. And then you turn to yourself, you're like, what do I want? Okay, I want this. God, please help me, guide me, show me. And then you saw, you figured out, you heard, you were attentive. It worked. You're like, woo, it works. The calm method works. Except if you don't then celebrate it, think for it, tell someone, share it with the people that get it, whatever the next step has to be in order to solidify it, in order to then take that and propel you forward, use this situation as fuel to move you ahead. Then you can really master the next level. You can really be flying up there, right? If not, then you're like, next, next, next. And you're going through like all these life things. Maybe you're feeling connected, but you're not actually feeling connected because you feel like you're running after the next thing. Okay. When you have the fuel, it will shoot you to the next level. It will propel you forward. And that energy is what you can really use. Now, on day five, we spoke about intimacy. If you didn't go and listen to that, go back and listen before the recordings are taken down. They're taken down at the end of this week. Day five was really powerful because bottom line, your intimacy is the core of your marriage. And in the program, we talk about intimacy in a very modest way. And like Tamima was saying, nobody has to share. And nobody shares anything that's inappropriate or private, but they know that they can ask or they can turn privately. We talk about emotional intimacy and physical in the right settings. Okay. And then day six, we did the atmosphere of your home. As I said, it was pretty amazing. The difference in how you suddenly see the world and how you visualize what's happening around you. And then you can also start making decisions based on where you want to go and not based on where you are. Because when you're in overwhelm, your life feels so overwhelming that you can't think, you can't make decisions. You feel like, no, I can't. Maybe one day, maybe someday. And then you never get to it. But if you could pause just for a minute and make a decision based on where you want to go, point to that thing that you want. I want to feel that. I want to be that. And say, if I sign up right now, I will be that. Okay. Now, let's get into the meditation. Today's day seven. We're bringing it all together. We're answering your questions. If you have any questions, you can put them in the chat. I'll address them after the meditation. Take a deep breath. Lower your shoulders. Exhale all the way. And in the inhale, let yourself fill up with clean, light, beautiful, godly light. And on the exhale, just let go of all the stress, the frustrations, the noise. Do that one more time. And then we're going to start walking. I love walking. When you walk, you can see things. You get out of your own way. You allow so much goodness. And as you walk, you end up in the most beautiful place. You look around. Your inhale is just full. You feel so good. And in this place, you can meet anyone. And you turn around and you see someone coming towards you. And it happens to be you in 6 months from now. Yeah, it's your future self. And you're happy to see her, and she's happy to see you. And as she gets closer, you're just so excited. You go to her, you greet her. Notice, what does she look like? What is she wearing? Look at her face. And ask her, what's up? What's happening in the future? Tell me about my life 6 months from now. How's my marriage? My relationship with my husband? How is my business? What am I doing? How am I doing? How's the atmosphere in the house? How's my health? And notice how she holds herself and what she says. Ask her, what do I need to know to get to where you are? What do I need to think? What do I need to feel? What do I need to do? Who do I need to become? Give her a big hug and thank her for all the advice and ask her, is there anything else you want to tell me? And now she takes out something from her pocket and gives it to you. Without your hands, receive the gift. Open your hands and look at it. What did you receive? This gift is so you remember. Bring it to your heart. Breathe it in. You are so ready. You could thank her one last time. You can hug. Say goodbye. And start walking back as she continues. Think back to the things she said. Who do you need to become? What do you need to do? And what was the gift? Take a deep breath. When you're ready, you could come back. You can wiggle your toes. You could slowly open your eyes. And take a moment to write down what she said. Okay, some of you are still writing, and that's okay, but I want to bring it all together. And I want to thank you so much for some of your direct messages. The private chat has been on fire. I am so grateful to you. I want to invite you to come and join me in the Flow Mastermind. If you don't have a business yet, but you are trying to find your mission, trying to find your purpose, trying to find your business, trying to figure it out, I have a program that is for beginners that's starting in September. I don't talk about it until it gets closer, but I think that it's important for you to know so you can pace yourself, maybe save some money, maybe, you know, start thinking about it, because it's a 9-month program, which means it's cheaper. And it's also starting in September so that your kids are in school and you could finally focus. Some of the people find that that's really helpful for them. It just happens to be also that season where people find themselves. So the Find Mastermind works out really well. But the Flow Mastermind is where, if you have an existing business or if you're already in business and you just need help figuring it out and you're married, this is the place for you. And I welcome you to go look for other programs like it and maybe, you know, compare and contrast, but there aren't any. It's the only one. But if you do compare it to other programs, you will see that you get so, so much. And the way that I designed it is in a way that I would have wanted a program to be designed based on all the programs that I've been in. Some didn't have group, some didn't have one-on-ones, some weren't offering direct coaching, and it was just, you know, you have to open up in front of everyone. Some didn't have accountability. Some didn't have access to asking direct questions, right? All these things were taken into account with trainings, with guest speakers, with the vault, which has all of the trainings and all of the place, you know, one place that hosts everything. Everything is designed and built for you to become, to succeed, to actually thrive. And I created it with the help of God. And I want you to take advantage of it because it's here for you. I want to describe to you two illustrations of why this is so important. The first one is how I think of women in business. The way, like, the before picture looks something like this. You know, you're climbing the mountain and you are lugging your husband behind, right? Like he is sort of like weight, sometimes dead weight that you're pulling. So you're going up the mountain, but you're also wasting a lot of energy trying to pull him up because we're married. So we are attached. And sometimes he's kicking and screaming, going, it's not fair that you have to be so successful. It's not fair that you have to grow so much. It's not fair that this is happening to you, right? So there is like a lot of pull. So instead of walking up comfortably, you're walking up in a difficult, and sometimes that's why it feels so hard, right? And when you can transform that situation and really make it more aligned, what ends up happening is that you're walking up the mountain, and not only are you not no longer pulling your husband along, you've let go of whatever rope or thing you were holding onto, and he stood up on his own 2 feet. And he started going up the mountain with you, and he's pushing you up, supporting you through it. So you're getting the best of all worlds. Not only are you not pulling anymore, now you're being supported, you're being pushed, right? And he is holding his own weight, which is the win-win, the side effect of all this, right? A lot of people are like, how do I help my husband? Let go and focus on yourself, focus on bettering the side of you that you can control, and then let him take control over his life. It does beautiful magic, right? And it's amazing. The other thing is that some people say, how did you grow your business so quickly? And really, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God. But I do want to tell you that success leaves evidence. It leaves clues. And you pick up these clues and you follow them. Okay. So if, let's say, there's a building and you have to walk up all the stairs, right? There's all these stories about how you start walking up the stairs, and if you're committed enough and you actually show that you're ready and you're willing to become and do and act and think and, you know, change the way that you're processing, you'll end up finding the elevator, right? And then that's when God can come in and sort of take over. It's the hard work is committing to yourself. The hard work is turning on the engine. It's saying, I am ready. I'm willing to do this. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm actually going to get the person that's going to guide me. I'm going to get the program that's going to get me there. And then once you have the engine running, all you have to do is start driving the car. It's such easy work, right? It's most of the work is in committing. And that's why I give you the free implementation call. I give you the free consultation because I want to be there for you as you make this decision, because I know it's not an easy decision. So tap into that, schedule, talk to me, communicate that you're on the fence so that I can help you. Okay. It's really important. And then the last thing I want to say is the two different guys running, right? You have two people running at the exact same speed, and they're running as fast as they can. One of them is running away from a bear, and the other one is running towards the finish line. They are both running the same speed. They're both giving it their all. The guy running away from the bear is running for dear life, and the guy running towards the finish line is running for dear life, but it's a different energy. How do you want your life to be? From a place of survival, from a place of, I just need to keep going. I just need to keep running. I just need to, you know, catch my breath and stay alive. Or do you want to thrive? Do you want to run towards something? You're going to work just as hard either way, right? We're here to work. We're not here to put our feet up and be like, oh, okay, I guess life is just about chilling. It's not. Right? We're going to be doing the inner work. We're going to be expressing ourselves and finding ourselves and figure things out. Either way, you're going to have to do the work. So which way do you choose? And this is a choice you get to make. How do I want to run? What do I want to feel? That excitement, that adrenaline of like, yes, I'm going towards the finish line, or, oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm just, right? And I want to leave you with that. I want you to choose intentionally. Don't fall into that reactiveness like we were talking about before. Become proactive about your life. Choose and make the choice, make the decisions based on where you want to be and not based on where you are now. And the reason why I say that is because maybe right now you don't have the money. Maybe right now you don't have the time. Maybe right now you don't think that you can. You don't have the confidence. Believe me, I didn't have the confidence, right? Who would have believed that I'm doing a retreat online to so many women, right? But it's amazing because when you choose based on where you want to be, your decisions end up being commitments to that place where you want to be. And so the first time I took a loan and I paid back the loan before the program was even over because I was so committed to making it work that it worked. Right? Now, I'm not telling you to go take out loans. I'm willing to even give you a payment plan so that you don't have to take out a loan. I am doing as much as I can to make this as available as possible. Because this is about you committing and getting there. And I am committed to that. And if you don't have the confidence it takes, borrow some of my confidence in you because I believe in you and God believes in you. That's why he put you here. Okay. And when you live on purpose, there isn't something that's happier than that, right? Happiness is not the opposite of depression. No, wait. Depression is not the opposite of happiness. It's the opposite What was that? I used to have it here. The opposite of depression. Right. That's what it is. Kathy Heller said this and I love it. The opposite of depression is not happiness. It's purpose. I love that line. I totally messed it up and botched it for you, but hey, who cares? You're okay with that, right? At least now I have something to, like, you know, call my sister and be like, I can't believe I said it wrong. No, I'm good. I'm good. It's all good. So the opposite of depression is not happiness, it's purpose. Because really the biggest thing that makes you feel happy is when you are in your purpose. And I want to help you be there. Mm. I am so grateful to God that we are here at the end of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat. I'm excited about May because that's the next one. And the one after that is in July. And those are the only two that I commit to. So I have no idea what will be next. As Tamima said, get in when the price is low, because the more this takes off and creates momentum, the more it's valuable, the more people want to join, and then the less spots there are, and then also the more the price goes up. So I welcome you to please take advantage when you can. There's also the fast action bonus. That's what I called it. The fast action bonus, you get a 90-minute intensive, which usually it used to be valued at $12.97 because that's what it was. But now I don't offer it anymore. So this is the only time you're going to get 90 minutes with me. Some of you can't figure out how to plug in 90 minutes into your calendar, and that's okay. You can have two sessions, right? So instead of having six, you'll end up with eight if you buy before Friday. Okay. So I'm grateful to you. I look forward to meeting you again and serving you in, you know, any way I can. And until next time, thank you. Don't forget to be connected for real. That's how I always end my stuff. Okay, that's it. I love you all. It's me again, Rebbetzin Bapren Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call, and you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com/retreat.